Blog Talk Radio.
After this moment,
I won't go back.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. That song does something to me, man. Brother, sisters, I'm telling you, when you really didn't taste the love of God, when you really taste the love of God, now you just don't want to turn back from it. Somebody said, well, how did you get there? When you really said you want to just start serving him. So, Lord, I meant this today. I want to just you to come in my life. And he starts showing you some things in your life. Watch this here. It's not pleasing to him.
Mm-hmm.
It starts speaking
sir.
To your spirit. And you start listening to it and start doing what you hear. Not just because it works. Because you want to please the Father.
Yes,
you want to please the Father. You want to magnify his name. You want to show it through the praise of your mouth. See, anybody can talk all they want to. And then they can convey this word. And they can do it with so much emotion with it. But boy, when you get your own relationship with him, you know, and nobody got to tell you how to build a fire. Because it'll be so fiery that you can't hold it inside. That you have to tell somebody about the goodness of God. Somebody
praise
said, well,
the Lord.
I mean, that sounds like somebody got the urge of preaching and teaching God. But it probably has some symptoms there. But you don't have to have the time to tell somebody about God. You can tell God what he gave you. You said, man, this is what I know. One man said, all I know when I was blind, but now I see. You call him a sinner.
Yes, sir.
You call him a liar. But once I was blind, but now I can see, he told me that. And then once God did him physically, he made him what? Turn around spiritually as well to give thanks. So I come out this morning with a soft prayer. And out of this prayer, I'm going to talk a little bit, if y'all don't mind.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Often we say, Father God, today is Friday, Lord. The day that you gave us, Lord, that we didn't even know it's going to be a reality till you broke the breath and our nostrils. Some don't believe, Lord.
Thank you.
That they were laying there, lying like a dead one. But you made this day out of reality, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for it, Lord. But surely, Lord, could have been another way around. But, Lord, with us, you give us another chance to get closer or just love you or just coming out to simple lifestyle, whatever the matter is, Lord, as long as you're in the part of it, we are good, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. Just strengthen the body, Lord. Strengthen the body so we can lift you up, Lord. Strengthen the body so we can call on your name, Lord. Lord, we're going to make a reply today, Lord. And we ask you to touch people hard, Lord, to participate, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you, Father God, let them be bold today. Say, this is the day, like what you did Isaiah. He said, this is the day when he came to see the Lord, when the day of Uzziah had passed. Let's have a spirit like this today, Lord. Let your anointing fall on people, Lord. Let it break the yoke, Lord, abundant, Lord. Let the tongue praise of the day and call on your name, Lord. Lord, it be your will, Lord. We ask you to move in the service, Lord. Move, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. If not, Lord, we just my brother and I, Lord, we just ask you to give us strength, Lord, to keep throwing kisses at you, Lord, until you will love me,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
We just thank you. And we do all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Reverend, it might hang up when I say this, Reverend. I'm going to play a song after this, too.
Yeah.
I got a question. But some of you, your mother's not here.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds that your mother's here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask a question. If your mother was here living, question you would ask her. Mm-hmm. Now that you know hindsight. You know hindsight now. What question would you ask your mother if she's gone? Not if she's here. What are you doing with the question I asked you?
Mm-hmm.
What question you would ask your mother that some of us say she's gone? And what question you would ask your mother while you right there in her face? You can see her. You can go by and give her flowers. I want you to help me with that today. Can you help me with that?
Amen.
Brother? I'm going to do this. I ain't going to do too much of it. I ain't going to do too much of it. It might be just me and you when I get through this song, but just hold on with it.
All right.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street. At my grandmother's house. She made me sit forward. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And come to think of it, if you were in my Mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness today. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. There was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion then. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
I'm a
prayer.
Still
Can I get a witness in the building?
Prayers and cry. You know, she got to see it. So I ask the question again, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a chance to ask your mother a question, hindsight right now,
mm-hmm.
what would be the question you ask your mother? What would be the
mm-hmm.
question? If we don't get no participation, I'm good with it. I could talk about my mother all day.
Praise the Lord.
If I could just sit right in the front of her, I could tell her
mm-hmm.
something. You know, because what she done
yes,
for
sir.
Me.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Loud and clear. I hear you and understand you. As my mother was transitioning, I kneeled beside her bed, and it was just me and her in the room, and I was praying to the Lord, and the only thing that I was hoping and I was praying that I've been a good enough son to her, you know, and that's what I wanted, you know, I wanted to ask, you know, if because how she labored, you know, for all for us to know the Lord. You know, and man, it would just really hit me at that moment. You know, have I done all the, you know, that was in her heart. You know, that she was praying to God for, you know, for us to know the Lord, for us to serve the Lord. And I was, man, and I was just heavy. You know, I was thinking about losing her, but I was thinking about, man, have I done things that she taught? Have I done, you know, and she tried to live an example before me, you know, and that's what was heavy up on my mind. Lord, I pray that I've done the job, you know, and oh, thanks be to God, you know, and that's what was, mm-hmm. man, and that was, as you asked that question, you know, it just brought back precious memories, you know, and I treat this though as, I look at it though as the mother, you know, the church is our mother,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I was reminded, you know, you asked the question, the Lord probably have asked so many, what are you doing? My wife, what are you doing with the blood? What are you doing with this that I set before you? You know, mother goes, she as she having children, she goes, she's at the point of death when she's trying to bring forth life. So, man, I thank God. At first, it was a real touchy thing, but as I went out of her obituary and I looked at it, Second Timothy, I looked and it says scripture of comfort is one of our favorite scriptures, Second Timothy 4, 7 through 8. It's talking about I fought the good fight. I finished the race. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've kept the faith. Now there is stored for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also, that's what I love about it, to all who have longed for his appearing. You know, we're not selfish. But I just, and that's the way I loved about it. She tried to be a mother to all that she came in contact with. And oh, man, I thank God. You know, I thank God. Thank him for his strength. You know, I thank him for his comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this would be a beautiful thing if we can all say this. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. God bless you. Thank you.
You know, Reverend and Brother D, you know, I know you and I, Brother D, and we going to say something. You know, we're the one, we're gonna say it. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna say it, and we don't tune on, we're gonna say it.
Amen.
When I say this, y'all don't get mad. We ask for y'all to get in. Because it's going to be a time, right. God's going to say, what did you say when you had what a time to say for the people?
I'm going to say, praise God this morning. That's what I'm going to say.
Come on with it.
Praise God. Eric,
this
topic this morning is so much I want to ask my mom if I had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what even start because it just, so many things that were left unanswered, so many things I want to ask, like, are you happy for me now? Are you happy God chose you to be my mother? You know, it's just so much. It's just so much that I want to ask. Now, I lost my mom early in life, and, you know, it's a lot of things that I missed out. It's a lot of things I wish I could go back and do over. So my question can go on, and you know I talk a lot when I do talk. So it's a never-ending question probably with me. You know.
That's what, but Brother Nutter.
You see me now.
Brother Nutter.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Nutter. But see,
yes, sir.
That's why we got it open. We got it open like that right now. I'm going to give them a scripture behind in a minute, but we got it open right now that you can do that, man. We got it open, Brother Jim. We got it open, Reverend Henry, myself. Anybody can get that one, but you know what I'm talking about? And, 'cause you never know who you might be helping right now. See, I know I can tell them something about mine. I know you can tell about you. Man, you can tell about here.
Amen.
You might just say something while somebody got their mother
something.
Still here.
Take somebody.
You know, can be able to
hear the name of them.
Okay, we talking about something. Some of a lot of just memories, you know. Some of, and then some of that stuff was fruitful. They look because we having somebody else right now. That's why I asked the question.
If you had a chance
to talk to your mother and tell her something, you know, what would you say? What would you ask?
Amen.
Hello, I'm fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Fire.
Name of Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. That's beautiful, man.
Praise the Lord.
I like that.
Praise the Lord.
You know,
be transparent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll talk to her again one day. I'm going to see her face to face one day. But, you know, like you said, you could easily say something now that could benefit someone that's listening.
There you go.
And if I could just stand before my mother right now to tell her anything, you know, one of the things I would love to tell my mother that I'm so glad that she got a chance to see her son come back home before she left to go home. She got a chance to see me out there in the street selling drugs. She wasn't happy. She got a chance to see the things that her son was doing that was displeasing to her. But the pleasing part was before my mother went home, she got a chance to see her baby come back home.
Come on, man.
If I could say anything
that.
To my mother, I would tell her, I'm so glad that you got a chance to see your child come home.
Oh,
it made her so happy to know that her son was out them streets and going back to church, back where he belonged, back where he grew. You make your mama so happy.
There you go. There you go.
Words can't describe the feeling that I have for mother.
Come on, man.
I heard the song where they said, mother prayed for me.
Yes, Lord. I know she did.
That's why it's hard to even talk about mama.
Yes, Lord. I know. I know. Oh. Yes, sir, bro. I'm with you.
I get full right now.
Yes, sir, bro. I'm with you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, mother prayed.
I
was
out
there all wrong. Mother prayed, brother. Mother prayed me back home.
Yes, sir. There you go, bro. There you
my
go.
Mother prayed me back
there
home.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm so glad. You know, I went to see my mother right before she left here. And she was so happy with her child.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
I remember my mother saying, I knew he was coming. See, that's my son. Mm-hmm. I knew he was
there
coming.
There you go. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, Lord.
I know you. I know what you're saying, brother.
See one day.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. See him one day, face to face.
Yeah.
I'm one of those hard-headed kids, bro. I don't have to worry about where my mama is. I knew.
Come on, man.
Where she was going before she left here.
Yes, sir.
Because I knew the life that she lived while she was here.
Yeah.
My mother tell me things like, "Boy, I didn't raise you like that."
Oh yeah. Yes, sir.
And my mother would see me come in. I'd been and got mad at someone in the streets. I reached and grabbed their pistol. She would grab me. She said, "Why they raise you like that?" But I don't worry about where she at. I know my mother up there looking down.
God bless you, boy.
And I can see her right now having a talk. Said, "I'm so glad that my son came on." Lord, have mercy. My soul.
I know it's Brother D. And I know. And I'm not going to say I know how you feel, brother, but I just know. Ooh, I just really know. Yeah. This is a very, very emotional question that I ask. I know this, yeah. But you might help somebody along the way. We're trying to help somebody along the way. If you understand what I'm saying, we really, truly trying to help somebody along the way. You know, that's why we do what we do. That's why we're saying we do. I said, Brother D, I might get to talk to you Sunday. You know them.
But
Sunday might not come. It might not come. So I want us to come today and tell somebody, or maybe your mother here. You know, you were saying, I'm giving her flowers. I hear you guys and sisters talk about your mother not here, and I can hear the pain. And I just can't imagine what I would do without my mother. And somebody might say, I didn't have a relationship with my mother.
Mm.
You know, somebody might be very bitter about your relationship, you and your mother.
In the name
but
of
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. I can't speak to how she done for you, what she done to you, and what has she done to you. But I can't speak with how God would feel about that. God allow her to have you. Whatever circumstance it went down, she's still your mother.
Your mother.
She's still your mother. If she is a crackhead, she's still your mother. If she was a whore, she's still your mother.
She's gonna look at it.
She might have feed you. You had granted it, raised you, and granted had to step up.
Mother.
You know, but I'm telling you, she's still your mother.
Still your mother.
Have some kind
name
of
Jesus.
Watch this. Let me help me and help you. Have some kind of fortitude to resist your flesh. And say, Mother, I didn't
believe you
had the tools
Amen.
That you had. And the tools you had was of the devil. And you didn't know what you were doing. I'm going to love
Amen.
You in spite of all of that. I had to forgive my father, man. I had to forgive my father.
Amen.
You know, the one who was right at the same time when I was conceived. If I put it like this.
Amen.
Many years went by. I didn't talk to him. You know what I'm talking about? But when I got the love of the Lord. You hear me, brother? When I got
the love of the Lord.
It changed everything I thought about him.
Yeah.
It changed everything when I thought about him. Because I knew I couldn't
see God and have
hatred in my heart. You know what I'm talking about?
When you get a chance, Rev, I want you to try to pull up a song. Now, I know you done heard it. It's called Don't Drive Your Mother Away by Shirley Caesar.
I'm gonna give you this here, man. So you can be mad at me, brother Dexter. Amen. Left with all the Dexter left with all the.
He took it to his grave.
I don't know how to put songs, man. I ain't gonna lie, I tried it one time. Just stop, man. You know, talking about I just stop. Brother Dahl told me about an app, you know, and I tried it. It didn't work. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong or whatever it is. But I do know one thing about this. I'm going to put it in my heart what you just said, though. I guess I get back to looking at it again and again. You know,
the name of it is called Don't Drive Your Mother Away by Shirley Caesar.
Don't Drive Your Mother Away.
Yes. I thought about it when you were saying she may be a crackhead, but she's still your mother. You know, Shirley Caesar said she had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
One of them wasn't conscientious about himself, but one of them was a school teacher. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to go live with them. But as mother got old, they wanted to put her away. And the song goes on and says, it was right down the highway. She tapped her son and showed after the pull over. She said, I thought I saw my son going by. You know, no good son got out and said, "What, brother, where you going with my mother?" Said, "Where you taking my mother?" He said, "Mama, I eat beans out the can. I sleep on a couch." He said, "Well, come on and go home with me." Said, "That's my mother." That's my mother. I thought about it when you said she may have been a whore. You know, a lot of us don't understand. Sometimes mother stole what she couldn't afford to buy, but she stole to feed you. And you would even know it. Don't drive your mother away. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, and we know, Brother. We know, Reverend. We probably got a, you talking about, I could talk forever about it. But I want us to, because you never know who you're helping, brother. You never know who you really are.
Yeah.
I want you to talk.
Yeah.
I want you, because you might be in the church for somebody. And you might help me with some of the things I'm thinking about mine. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm like Brother D on a lot of things, too. Reverend Henry, too. You know, mother introduced me to Jesus, you know. At an early age, I decided when I start smelling my urine, I want to do my own thing.
Yeah,
you know, my own thing. She told me. That I thought it's not a cliche. She says a hard head will make a soft behind.
And then we go on. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll prove it to ourselves that mother was right.
But you know what
you have to love about mom is even after you make your bed hard, mom's still right there. She's still right there. I got a brother-in-law that came in for the funeral last week. He called my mother-in-law out of name. I turned a 357 Magnum loose at him three times. And the only reason I didn't kill him is because my mother-in-law had an arm and my wife had a dozen. I'm wrestling with them trying to shoot him because of what he had said to her. Fast forward, he come in last week and he told his mother, he said, "Mama, ain't always been good to you." He said, "I'm going to start taking care of you." He said, "I'm going to have something for you every week." And then he looked at his mom and told him, "Mama," he said, "all the wrong I've done, please forgive me."
God bless me.
Now, he done went through some stuff, but he came back home to her. He told his mom, "Forgive me." And not bragging, but just the same one I tried to kill over calling his mother a bee. But can you imagine how she felt? Then he looked at me. He tapped on my shoulder. He said, "I want to holler at you, man." So we walked in the back. He said, "Bro, I just want to tell you, man, I love you. And I'm so glad that you take care of my mother." I said, "That's my mother, man. I've said it many times. The Lord took my mother and gave me my mother-in-law. And 35, almost 36 years later, And then a day go by, I don't go in. Because she with me. And then a day go by, I don't go in. I try to crack a joke or something to make her laugh. She's 82
right,
years
right.
young. Now, I know she got more years behind her than she got in front of her. But anything I can do to make her happy,
mm.
you know, it's a blessing to have her. I'm like my brother. Something may be said that'll make someone want to go and make amends with your mother. Do it all. Like the young man told Shirley Caesar, he said, I don't live in a fine home. I eat beans out the can. He said, well, come on and go home with me. Because that's my mother. That's my mama.
In
the name of Jesus.
There was a if we can't get no more anybody else who wanted to say something, there was a scripture, right? There was for the ones that can't stand the words of out the Bible. I just want to read what the Bible says.
Amen.
Come on, little Joe.
Oh, how you brothers doing this morning? It really was an accident.
Good morning.
But all praises to God, you know, and his son, Jesus Christ, you know. I've been thankful this morning. He gave me another day to live. And, you know, it's one thing about it. You know, I still have my mother, but you know what hurts me more than anything? We got people out here with mothers and fathers living, and they don't talk to neither one of them.
You're right, Doc.
You know, that just tears me up, you know, because, you know, I haven't lost my mother, but I can imagine I lost my grandmother, so she was just like a mother, too. So, you know, it's just tough. But I'm praying with you, brothers, and I love you, brothers, and I'm always praying for you, and I love you.
God bless you.
And I'm gone.
God bless you, bro. Hey, Brother Joe. Appreciate you, man. You know, Reverend, this is it's not a hallelujah sermon and hallelujah testimony time, you know. It don't drive your pockets, don't drive your mind. But if you keep hanging around, you're gonna remember this this morning that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a chance to say something to your mother. Thank her. What would you say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us couldn't have said anything at the home going or at the time of the wait. We couldn't have said nothing because we weren't strong enough. Since years went by, time that went by, now you have the opportunity to maybe want to say, because I believe they're still listening, Reverend. You know, so I say this here. You know, I love you, Mama. Thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm. Great. So
all your lessons. I love you. And I know this here for a fact. I don't care what nobody think about this. I know she was a big part of my life for changing. You know, she has some tough love, brother. You know what I'm talking about? And I thank her for that, man. She cussed me out. She gave me the Bible. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
man. I remember she got to see me preach one time. I'll never forget it, man. She hugged me. And she grabbed me. And she hugged me. You know what she told me, Rev? Rev, you know what she said, Rev?
What's
that? She said, now you ready to pastor. I didn't hear it, but I didn't hear it. You know what I'm saying? I said, come on, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be all right. We're good, Mama. And she hooked it. And she held me tight. She said, now you ready. You know what she told me? Because first, you know, she was had a problem with one calling.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, boy, have you talked to God? I said, well, I did.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
good morning, good morning. I'm almost at work, so I ain't got a lot of wind. But, yeah, my mom's still living, and I was just visiting her on last week. But I would tell her what I told her at the beginning of the year, and that was thank you. But first, I asked her to forgive me for anything that I've done. But then I would thank her for all the good, for all the bad, for all the indifference, because all of that put together made Daryl, you know.
God bless
you. All of that made me. And so I had to go through all of that. And in my own mind, in my own way of thinking, to sift that out, you know, throw out, keep that was going to be beneficial, but throw out that wasn't going to benefit me, you know.
God bless you.
Some things I could have held on to that would make me not just hate her, but just hate people, you know. And so I have to sift through those things. And so I was just with her, and I would tell her the same thing I told her then. Forgive me, and thank you for the good, thank you for the bad, thank you for the indifference, because all of that put together, this is what you're looking at, Mom. This is what you're looking at. Mm. This is the product. I'm out.
Well, that's beautiful, man. That's what we would like. See, his mother's still here, you know. And he gets a chance to tell her that. You know, Dema. He gets a witness to tell her that. And I thank God for that, brother. Girl, man, I thank you. I don't know who's making that noise. Is it me? That might be little Joe. Joe working out there. I how I got sidetracked again. But let me say this so I don't get sidetracked again. That we do have a scripture, man. You know, we do. But I want us to be transparent today. I want us to testify because, like I said, I'm gonna get to see my brother. You know, we're going to get to talk about our mother, you know, to my, because he knew mine and I knew her and his, you know. So I do know this for a fact that we believe our mother was godly women, and we believe that they raised us, and if we keep living, we'll get to meet him again. But then mother taught us so much that it ain't going to be just us seeing them again. It's us seeing the king.
Yes, right.
And the king is Jesus Christ. So I'm going to mention this scripture, and I'm going to get out of here. But like I said, I want it to be a testimony time, really, you know what I'm talking about? You know, after I give these scriptures, right? There was a time Solomon had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave him a dream, and he blessed him in this dream. First King over here.
Come on.
Chapter 3. He gave me this dream. And Solomon was a man of wisdom, if I can say it like that. And in his wisdom, he had riches. The man had over 700 concubines. That means women outside the marriage. Over 800 wives. I don't know how he did it, but he had them. y'all gonna pray for me? I'm gonna get it out there. That's why I need to go and take care of my business. So Solomon, again, he did this. And God lied to him. So God gave him something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to give you three wishes. And whatever you wish, I'm going to give it to you, brother. I'm going to give it to you. Instead of Solomon asking for more women, worldwide. Y'all, excuse me, but this one of them days, y'all. It's one of them days, y'all. Pray for me. Yeah, I'm trying. It's one of them days. Hey, Rev, go to 3 and 16. Okay, I'm there. Yeah, sir. Great. It's 1 Kings 3 and 16. Let me throw something high here for me. This is when Jesus, this is when God gave, after he gave him, look what this says, back up a little bit. And back up to 14. Look what it says, 3 and 14. Let me throw this thing high here. Three and 14. And if thou wilt walk in the ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. So Solomon woke up and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered of a burnt offering and the offering of what? Peace offering, and made a feast to all the servants. Then came two women. There were harlots. Now, these women were called the ladies of the night. For some of you might have the word, the ladies of the night, you know. And they came to him. He said, and the kings stood before him and said, one woman said, oh, my Lord, I and this woman dwelled in one house, and I was delivered a child with her in my house. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered that this woman was delivered also, and we were together, Reverend. And there was no strange with us in this house. He said, say we two in this house. And this woman, child, died in the night, because she overlaid on him. Oh, the picture getting painted here, y'all. And she arose midnight and took my son from beside me. And while thou handmaid slept, look what it said, and laid it under my bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suckling, behold, it was dead. Look what she said, it was dead. But when I had, I'm going to give you something in a minute, y'all. And when I have, I had considered it in the morning, look what he said, behold, it was not my son, which I did burn. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to get something in a minute, y'all. And the other woman said, nay, Reverend Henry, but the living is my son.
Right.
And the deed is thy son. And thus said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus said, spoke before the king. Then said the king, the one said that this is my son that liveth, and the one that said that died, and the other one said, nay, but the son is dead, and my son is the living. I'm getting somewhere, y'all. I'm going to talk to you in a minute. And the king said, bring me a sword. So I want you to hear the story.
That's right.
Where I be butting in. I want you to hear the story. You hear all the going back and forth. This my baby. No, this your baby. No, you did this. You know, the king. He said this, Reverend. He said, bring me a sword. Then and they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two. Hear me good now. There's some wisdom here, y'all. Divide the living child in two and give to one a half to the other. Then spake the woman, who's the living child? was it the king for her mm-hmm. vows yearned upon her son, and she said,
mm-hmm.
"Oh my Lord, give her the living child. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and no wise slay it. That means kill him." But the other one said,
mm-hmm.
"Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it." Okay, the wisdom
mm-hmm.
kicking in, y'all. Then the king
answered,
"Oh, help me, Holy Spirit." The king answered, y'all, and said, "Give her the living child, and the no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof." Tell me what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what God wants.
Yeah.
Look at
mm-hmm.
all the Israel of the judgment which the king have judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now I want
mm-hmm.
to bag him
yes,
because I want him to tell you the story. As you read,
mm-hmm.
as you read along to the story, we know there was two ladies in the night. But prior
mm-hmm.
to that, Jesus, God had gave Solomon a gift, because he told him, "You can ask for any three gifts. I want to give it to you, Reverend. Just whatever
mm-hmm.
you ask, I'm gonna grant it." He could have asked for more women, more houses, more jewelry, more clothes, more cattle, more land, and everything. He could have asked for that. He's just gonna get it. But he asked God, "Give me the wisdom so I can lead your people." And that's what he did. He gave him double
mm-hmm.
wisdom, because he could have asked for materialism. And what was so blessed about it, Reverend, he even gave him what he didn't ask for. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So now he come to a point, God took him straight into, he had to make a decision. Who was the real mother? Stand up. Can I put it that way? Who was the
mm-hmm.
real mother? Stand up. Can I say it one more time? See, the real mother stood up. Yeah, the real mother kept saying, "This is my child. This is not my child, one who lays in my bosom. This is my child." No one on this phone, I wish I had some women who could talk, man, can hit that one button. No woman on the phone could tell another woman about her child that came
mm-hmm.
out of her, saying it ain't hers. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we men, so we ain't got no woman who will say that right now. I could just imagine someone said, "This is your child." And then someone said, "No,
mm-hmm.
it's my child." You know, now that woman know she cut that biblical cord. They knew that life that was hooked up to her was her child. Now, the day they got Marvin Porvitz. You know what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Marvin. Got,
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Reverend? What's wrong with you? They got all these tests. They call it a diner. It's a diner.
Diner.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, they got, who is the baby daddy? Should never say who is the mom.
Mm-hmm.
They say who is the baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But they use diner for that too, because sometimes the mother gives the baby away, and then they will come back and want to find them. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you
something.
I don't care how many years come cross. Even if she gave that baby up, I don't care how many years go by. When she see that baby, she can be 50 or 60 years old, that mama going to know that child's hers.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
That mother's going to know
mm-hmm.
that child's hers. I know
That's
my
right.
child. Now, for the husband, or the, you know, that's preference, that's what he was, right? That Dana got the help, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because she, you didn't held that baby in your womb for 9 months, or whatever
mm-hmm.
cycle it was, you know, a trimester it went. But she held it, and this woman knew this was her child.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew it wasn't about them two there, and she knew this wasn't her child. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I say this here. Let me tell you something. Solomon was wise. He heard him. He said, "Y'all going back and forth, Reverend Henry. They going back and forth."
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
give me that sword. I fix this. Because
mm-hmm.
I really don't want y'all to fight over this. I'm just going to split them in two. You know, I'm just going to do that. That'll solve all of this. Yeah. I'm going to split them in two, Reverend. And that real mother said, "What? No, Let
yeah,
her have him.
Yeah, yeah.
The mother said, let her have him. Let her have him. No, I'd rather see him living than die. And another one said, no, don't divide him. And the son said, who? The woman, the spoon, that said, let him live, is the real mother. Somebody said, anybody could have figured that out. No, you'd be surprised how people so wickedness, you know what I'm talking about?
That's
so
right.
wicked, you know what I'm talking about? But look how God did it, man. God blessed him to make that decision like that, on the spot like that, because he gave him the wisdom. Because the book said that. He said the king answered and gave her the living child. And no wise slaying, she is the mother thereof. Help me, Holy Spirit. That was wisdom. That was wisdom to do that. Because Israel said they heard of the judgment, which the king, the way he said, Reverend, the judge, and they feared the king. But they saw the wisdom of God in him. And to do, I want to put something down with that too, Reverend and sisters and brothers. The Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. We done got so bold that we watered down the pulpit because some people had messed it up. Everybody's not bad. Every pastor's not bad. Every pastor's not seeking to harm you. And I know some of them you done read, you done seen, but trust me, they will have their day with the Lord. Oh, yes, sir, I know I'm right about it. They will have a day with the Lord. So we do this here. So ask you to pray for your pastors. Pray for the leaders that God put over you. What he puts over you, that you, help me, Holy Spirit, that you will be what? Understanding. Knowing that it was God who can work it out. See, we got to quit trying to do God's business. If they did something wrong, trust me, God will do something to that. Don't worry about that. If he called that person, he gonna chastise that person. He chastised Peter the other day when he told Peter, "Do you love me?" You remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you love me? You know, he said, you know all things. He said, "We're gonna feed my lamb." Y'all, we read it. So what I'm saying about this here, the people heard it. How he was. What he was. Now, you know he going to mess up later on down. You keep on reading. He did mess up.
Mm-hmm.
He messed up real bad because he had women problems. He loved some women. He loved him some women.
Mm-hmm.
So, and God exposed that, and that's how he messed up the throne. But I want to tell you, at this time, God gave him wisdom to lead him. So I'm not going to be too long with that. I just want you to know today, it's not officially Mother's Day, but to us, from God's plan, to you, if you are still living, and by the time my voice can hear me, I want to wish you happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
In advance. You know, some fathers had to be mothers and fathers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some grandmother had to be mother and granny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get it, some Annie had to be Annie and mother, you know. Some wife, watch this, Reverend, had to be wife and mother to her husband.
Yeah, mother. That's right.
I know right about it. So our thing is today, if nobody ever told you nothing, and maybe they will, probably they do, to give you your flowers. But let me give you some flowers that God don't want us to do. We love you. See, that flower going to fade away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many vases you put it in, how much water, it's going to die. But what we have in our heart for one another, yes, I love you, Mother. I miss you, too, because I know you put something in my heart to be a man that I am today, you know. And I thank my mother for that. I thank for the ones who try to mother me, you know, since my mother been gone, you know. And my wife sure has been trying to be a mother to me. And I told her, I don't want her mothership. I told her it wasn't real. She's too fussy. She showed me her love, you know. Then she'll spank me again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah. I just thank God for this questionnaire today. I thank God if you didn't get to participate, you didn't get to come on in, I just want to let you know that it's always an opportunity that you can come and say thank you, Mother, for what you've stored in me. Maybe you might be like the Moses, and it wasn't like a lot of mothers have done. But I just put it like this. That's the day. Don't think about the negative. Lift it up to God, to what you don't understand, what you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and Martha sent us some climbing. Keep climbing. Yeah. Encourage one another and build each other up. That's what I like about this thing. That's what we're talking about earlier.
We're building
each other up. You know, as we trying to help you, we're helping ourselves. You know, look at it. Though his death and the resurrection, Jesus connected us to one another. Therefore, we would have to look at their responsibility and privilege with God and enable us to encourage and follow the believers to finish the climb of trusting and obeying Him. That's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. You know the truth now. Don't give up on God. Keep climbing. Keep walking
with
the King.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, yes. You might not understand everything, but one of these old moments, you're going to understand it because he's going to give you what he's going to do to you here. He's going to tell you, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come on. God bless you with anything. This is my kind of people. My kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in my hand I bring simple to the cross. I claim. I like that. I claim. And I went, what did you bring to the cross? What did you do? Jesus brought his whole body, mind and soul to the cross. And didn't have no sin in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he took on all our sin. We need to cling to that cross.
Yes.
We need to hold on to the man who took all of your sin. And when you do sin, and you know to do right now, it should convict you to do the right thing.
You know,
there's some sin that call us to not want to serve God. Prostitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Death, greed, drunkenness, abusive people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cheating people, you know. And then I love this part about this, Reverend. And we worship idols. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know how sin does. You know how sexual sin is. It can be man with man, woman with woman.
Man with
another man's wife. A wife with another man's husband. You know, these things can trap you up when you don't what? See, God told us to do this here. To tell the truth, right? But when you start speaking the truth, my kind of people should resonate with you. I mean, you should say, well, even though he or she is not there yet, you should be finding somewhere to help that person see God better.
Some of them,
like us, we know we deserve we deserve justice, but God give us mercy.
Yes, He gives us mercy.
And I'm glad about him giving us mercy because my kind of people, it might not be your kind of people, real. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You might not even want to go around some of the people I know. But that, what God gave me to minister to, it might be just for me. You know?
That's
you know, I hear things. I hear it with a heart that he loves us so much. He might allow us to go to some places in our lives that we have to minister to people with. So we thank God for the lesson. We thank God for the word. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. We bless the King. How God bless us
with
that wisdom he gave. You know, maybe God might put you in some situation, Brother Nutty, to help somebody out. lean to mm-hmm. God's word. Lean to God's know and understanding. What can you tell the people? If you don't know it, you pray about it. Don't mislead the people. Because mm-hmm. we have to answer when we mislead people. So I thank you, brothers and sisters. The question this morning was raised for some whose mother had went on. If you had an opportunity to say something to her,
mm-hmm.
what would you even answer? Someone said it might not be a question, mm-hmm. but one thing I want to tell her, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
That's it. That's it.
I love her. I love her. I love you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. That's it, Rev, for me, Rev. What you got, Rev?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I thank the Lord for this morning, for this time that he allowed us to assemble together. And I keep hearing the precious memories. They linger. They ever flood my soul. You know, I just thank God for allowing us to experience that person we call mother. Oh man, and God is even in this you see the love of God. So we say thank you. He steady unfolds love unto us, you know, even in that person we call mother. Even his love is overflowing. So I just thank God. I just thank God for this morning, for this time, for this broadcast that he allowed us to experience. And even in this deal, it was still a worship service this morning. So we thank God in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, my brothers and sisters, this is a journey that we made again. There's no one else that have nothing. This is a journey we made again. And
Thank you, Lord. We
ever lift him up to you, to the Father, who's the head of our life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we lead never from him, but just be absent from one another, but always mm-hmm. in his presence. Always in his presence. So we just thank God for the fellowship. We thank for everybody that had their input even into saying what they thought about their mother or even waving just their hand. We just thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just hope, you know, you tell her you love her if she's still here. You go back and tell you sorry if she's still here. You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the tools they had, it's what the tools they had to parent with. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, Johnny mother didn't do it like that, but I'm not Johnny mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know? You know, been there before.
Oh,
yeah. You know? You know
what I'm
saying?
Right.
You tell Johnny
right.
to do this here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, take time out, man. You know, mine's been gone right now 11 years, you know? And, She's resting, you know. You know, and I just thank God for the rest, you know. Thank God for the rest, man. This whole service today wasn't about a sorrow, sir. It was a time to say, nah, I can speak about my mother. Park can speak on the day y'all laid her down to rest. But you can speak today. Say, nah,
yeah.
I can speak. I got enough strength to tell somebody that I love my mother. I love her just because who she was. You know, who she what kind of woman she was to me, you know. So we never, no one can say they never get an opportunity to speak over here because we always make way for it. So we pray in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We pray with the love of God. We pray with his spirit because we ask God to hold us to a time like this, Brother D. We ask him to get us in there to steal away a little bit, you know, just let them know mm-hmm. that you know, the real miss is, your mother told us this, the real miss is missing the one who died for you,
mm-hmm.
who went to Calvary for you, who mm-hmm. hung and sat up there and got ridiculed while he was up there. But he said one thing to us that was stuck with me. He said one thing was stuck with me, and it stuck with my heart. He said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they
mm-hmm.
do."
Yeah.
Do you know how many times your mother probably prayed to God for that? Father,
mm-hmm.
man,
forgive them. I know I told them. But Lord, forgive them. He don't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a rather bad
yeah.
timid.
Amen, my brother. Amen. Many times.
She said, "Forgive him." I told him that. I told him, Lord, just give him a little more time, Lord. Give him some more time, Lord. He gonna come back.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some of y'all probably had a mother did y'all like, 'cause y'all ain't never had no problems. You know, you've been
mm-hmm.
good all your life. You know, some of the mothers pray. We say, "Lord, I know he missed. He said this, and I know he said that. But Lord, just give him an opportunity to repent. Give him an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to repent." I know a real mother did that, who loved
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Yes.
But then another real mother
you know
said, "Lord,
the name of Jesus."
You good?
No, I know. You know, I was just sitting there thinking, my brother, they just don't realize the one that they thought was out there doing wrong, the mother,
mm-hmm.
she prayed for. You know, it's many times you'll find that a mother may be wrong, but she didn't want her child wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A mother may do some things that she didn't want her child to do just so that child wouldn't have to do. And this is what my brothers keep saying when he said, you know, go. If you just don't know what you have when you have a mother. I remember my brother, he lost his 11 years ago. I lost mine in 1995. This is 2021. And my wife will tell me sometime right now, she'll say, "You think about Miss Ann right now. I can look at you and tell you think about Miss Ann." And I do. She have not missed yet. Because I'll be sitting there sometimes, I'll be thinking about the jokes that me and my mother used to tell and play. And I just have a smile on my face. I'm going to see her one day. Yeah.
Man.
I'm trying to say, everything that you thought that your mom was doing, you may have thought it was wrong, but you didn't know the other side of it. You know, the other side you didn't hear. Mom, like I said earlier, mom may have went to the store and stole a pack of vitamins, but you ate them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know. There was many times mom said she was full when she had a bite to eat, but she made sure you ate. I used to see my mother sometimes. They said, Brad, may not know what this is, Brother Harry. They used to call it pot liquor. My mother would make sure we got the beans and the greens. But she would eat the cornbread and the liquor.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A mother's love, a mother's love, a mother's love.
Mm-hmm.
A mother's love.
Well, I'll tell you, you own something there. Watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, mother's love. Me, mm-hmm. myself, real. I can't even talk about mine as long. I can't even talk about mine as long. I get fooled. Because I know I had a mother. She loved me.
Yes, she did. What you say? Yeah, I know what you're saying, bro. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you, girl. Yes, sir. I'm guilty of that. I'm very guilty of that one. Yeah. Like she took a little time. Hey, she took a little time out to pray for me.
Yes, she did.
Time out.
Yes, she did.
I'm talking about pray with me. Pray with me. Yeah. And for me. Yeah. You know, it's a difference there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my brother. Yes, it is.
It's a difference. It's a difference. Yes, sir. But I'm gonna tell you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good, man. Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You got to have one to know, Reb. You got to have one to know.
Yeah. God bless you, brother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, man.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, brother. I'm yeah. He's able to get strong.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's able to get strength. I'm just crazy enough to believe that.
Yes, I am. Yes, 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 yes.
Praise God. Praise Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You know, and you don't really know until you've been through. You know. They really don't
right.
know until you've been through.
Just
saying this here. That know this here. You got it here. You know. It sees around you. You know. You better maximize that thing. You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Sir.
'Cause God gonna call us all home one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna be saying I keep saying I remember Brother Dexter here a year ago talking about his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
who's gonna be next year? You know, mm-hmm. I just don't know, bro. Don't know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to spook nobody, but I'm just telling the real truth.
Yeah.
You know what I said,
yeah.
My brother. I said I be trying to scare you.
Yeah,
I'm scare you. 10 and 14. Where you come on
yeah.
in? I'm like, bro Tim said, if you come out the rain long enough, you'll dry off.
Mm-hmm.
Try to scare him into coming out the rain.
Jesus Christ, man, he's been so good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You got
yeah.
to know it, man. You got to know the man's all right. You got to know him, man, for yourself. Know the man.
Amen. Amen. There's no other feeling.
We got this.
Truly not.
Mm-hmm.
We got this opportunity to give God thanks. We got this another opportunity to allow God to help you and meet you where you are. And we got another way we look at it to get there where he has some promise for you. That's eternal life. And all have eternal life, you got to believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. You have to confess out your mouth that, look what did Brother D. I believe it's in the book, Brother D. You have to confess out your mouth that he's Lord. You have to confess out your mouth that and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You got to believe it. You got to believe it.
He's still there.
These things got to be in your heart. I can't do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. You have to confess for yourself. Reverend Henry can't do it. Brother D can't do it. Brother Nutty can't do it. Sister Martha can't do it. All the sisters and brothers trying to spray God can't do it. We can just lead you to it. You have to make this confession for yourself. So we said in the name of Jesus, if there's anybody over here to have that problem, come to Jesus as you are. You don't worry about fixing yourself because you can't fix yourself.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. You can't do it. You can't. I don't care how good you think he is. You can't do it.
If you could, you'd have been fixed already.
You're already. You think you fixed. Some people think they do got their sex fixed. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
They found out they really ain't got their self fixed, you know.
Found out that they're in worse shape than they were.
They were when they first started talking to them. We here, and we believe it is God's will. If we say Monday through Friday, Monday and Tuesday, even on the Brother Willie, Brother D, and Brother Tim, Sister Mary, sometimes I get to peep my head in there on the Willie Dog show and the ministry in the evening, you know. Monday through Friday, you know, God's plan. It may be as we are, you know.
Amen.
On next week. We'll be right here, same time, you know. Yeah, we still here. God's still paying for it, too. Let me tell you, God's still paying for it, too. Yes, he is. And we thank God for what he do, man. We ain't asking for no money. We just ask for you to tell somebody that we over here trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
Telling them about the goodness of God. That's all we ask. We ain't asking for no money. No, we just ask for you to spread God information that we are here trying to labor. Yeah, if we too long, they can leave. You know, we not. Sometimes it's going to be some long ones, and sometimes it's going to be some short ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
But then we know we're just trying to do God's will, like Brother D. Just, it's not intention of our head. It's just the heart. Okay, we're trying to get it out. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's going to be a time that you're going to wish you could have heard it all day, every day. You know what I'm talking about?
Lord Jesus.
You know?
You know what I like to tell him, my brother? You know where you at right now, sisters and brothers. Don't you know if you would take and start putting $5 a week in the bank, at the end of the month you have saved $20. If you decide that you don't like that bank, what can you do? You can go get your money out, can't it? And you can go somewhere else and start over. You cannot even put it in the bank, Reverend Henry, and just start keeping it again in your pocket yourself. Ain't that right? I say that because don't you know if you try? See, we not worry about the outcome because see we done crossed over there. But don't you know if you would try Jesus for yourself, and you don't like the outcome, you can go back and do what you was
doing.
Come on now. You ain't gotta stop. Go right on back. But see, we not even worry about what you gonna do once you try. Once you confess with that mouth and believe in your heart, you'll go around telling the world the same thing you hear Brother Eric said, Reverend Harris said, even though no good Brother D. You be like, I tried the man for myself, and I found out he everything I need. Just try. Try Jesus.
That's it.
Try Jesus for yourself.
That's it.
He'll make you cry tears of joy.
Done it.
I promise you he will.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Proud of him, proud that he'd be afraid. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the participation of the going of your love for one another, Lord. Lord, as we grow in love for one another, we just thank you for the things our mother deposited in some of us, can say that it was you, Lord, that spoke through her to us, Lord. So we thank you for our mothers, Lord. Even ones are still here and one that are resting in your arm, Lord. We just thank you for them, Lord. Lord, just ask you to give strength today, Lord. Even in such a time, maybe Sunday, if you allow us to see it, that maybe someone might struggle with that day. Lord, just give them peace, Lord. Let them know that all that we do in our life, we can't stop what you do, but we can do one thing: get ready for that day. So Lord, get us ready today to see our loved ones again, Lord. Speak to us so we can turn away from the things not to please you, Lord. Help us, Lord, so we that we can try to get closer to you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you for the love for one another, Lord. Because we believe in the story, Lord. We believe that you went to Calvary, Lord. We believe that you hung there. We believe that you went in the Barbary tomb and got up on one Sunday morning with all power in. Yeah. So that's why we have this access, Lord. We believe that, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters. Strengthen them, Lord, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Lord, keep the hands on the steering wheel and to drive the highways and byways, Lord. Keep the hands and mind on you, Lord. When things come up, when it gets overbearing, Lord, then they can say, I'm not going to do that this time. Lord, let it be lean to their own, not to their own understanding, but acknowledge you in all that way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Lord, cover this whole platform of ministry, Lord, that you call. This is your ministry, Lord. We don't claim it, but we just be the instrument, Lord. So we ask you to bless, Lord. Well, whoever lift in your name up, Lord. Let it be the adding of the fold, Lord. Let it be the adding of the church, Lord. When we say that this the great choir of a witness right now, Lord. So we witness it in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We thank you for all the things you have done. There was a song, my brother, in Jesus' name. We pray that we sing all the time. But yes. I don't know. She might be your way. I don't know if she's from the Detroit way. I think it was her name, Dr. Manny Moss Clark. You remember that lady?
Mm.
Y'all remember that lady? She was a director, you know. She directed choirs, right? And, this is one song I like, man. You don't have to listen to it, you know. Just be in prayer with it. You know, I like it because she brought a young man up to sing a song, really. Look how he went, Lorel. Watch this here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.